Or not, we can get this started with Martine.
Hey, AJ, how's it going?
How are you?
What was your offseason kind of like? I know you were down in Florida working out with Luzardo a little bit at Cressy, it sounds like. What was that experience like for you, and just how are you feeling health-wise in camp?
I came into camp ready to go. I'm feeling great. I thought I had a really, good off season. Got my, body in a good position to come out here and compete.
Manolo?
Hey, AJ, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I hope you're practicing your Spanish. I'm looking forward to interview you in Spanish one day.
A little bit.
Yeah. We've been asking a lot of people about you. They say that you're working very hard. Your stuff is electric again. Everybody's looking forward for a great season from you. What are the expectations you're putting on yourself, my dear friend?
First and foremost, just prove my health. And, that's what I've been battling the past couple of years. I just want to come out here and just, be able to just come in and play every day. And, I think I'm in a good position to do that, and just real excited to get this year going.
Yeah, well, we know that you've had a great relationship with Jesús Luzardo, that you guys started becoming great friends because both of you were injured at the same time in the minors. Could you talk a little bit about how this relationship was born and, the things that you have learned from him since he has a little more experience than you in the majors?
We rehabbed together a little bit coming up right before we debuted, and that's where our relationship started. And, he let me come in and move into his house this offseason so I could work out in South Florida. So it's been a great relationship. And, we talk a lot about, the game and like how he pitches, how I pitch. And we just try to just learn from each other.
Matt?
Hi, AJ. Sorry, it took me a minute to get on, so I'm not sure if you specifically talked about this, but can you just kind of describe how your shoulder feels now compared to last year and after having gotten the surgery?
Probably about like halfway through my rehab and playing catch progression this offseason, I just completely forgot that I had shoulder surgery. I just come to the field every day, play catch like nothing ever happened. And that's what I was looking forward to, because previously the past like year and a half, I was a little hesitant coming in, just knowing that it's just going to take a while for it to feel good, and now it's just ready to go.
Simone?
Hi, AJ. What can you do during spring training to prove that you're healthy and you can play in a full season? Like, is there anything you can do besides your word, to prove it?
Just come in with my solid routine and, stick to it. The stuff that's been working that just previously just learned about, which positions for my body to get into and like what exercises help with that. And, just stick to it and, and just trust it.
Martine?
AJ, I know there's been talk about, your role this year and kind of uncertainty whether you could be a starter or maybe pitching out of the bullpen. How do you just kind of approach that day to day in camp? I know they're going to stretch you out to be a starter, but how do you kind of just view your positioning here right now?
It all comes back to, my health. And, I'd really love to start, and, that's what I'm working for, and that's what I want to do. And at the same time, if I have to come out the bullpen, just whatever, whatever the team needs, I'm willing to do whatever. So,
Vince.
Good morning, AJ. Can you specifically point to areas where your body is stronger aside from the shoulder itself, but just there's been a lot of conversation about how you've been able to kind of make some adjustments in the way your body looks. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. I think, me just being a little taller guy and just learning how to control my, long, arms and just learn how to control my body. That's just kind of what you know, these past, you know, 3-4 years I've been, it's just been just continuing learning and just like new exercises and just a different approach, and just keep just gaining knowledge of how my body works and just keep building off that.
Have you gained 5 or 10 pounds or anything along those lines?
Yeah, you know, I've maybe slimmed down a little bit, probably about 10 pounds down, and you know, I'm feeling good. I feel like this is, you know, the best I've been able to move, and you know, I'm just excited where I'm at.
And finally, the way spring is going for you, with what I know what you want to do, is your spring training a normal one in terms of the bullpens you're allowed to throw and getting ready for a full season, whether it's starter or bullpen from the outset?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just a couple bullpens behind everybody else just because I had to start my throwing program just a little bit later. But yeah, you know, I think I got another bullpen, and then I think possibly facing live hitters and getting a game. So I'm not too sure on the far out schedule. That's not a bullpen and live coming up. But yeah, just a couple bullpens behind.
Alex?
Hi, AJ. I talked to Eric Cressy, and he mentioned that you guys are working on a program that kind of centered on stability. And I was wondering if you could kind of speak to how that's been working for you.
Yeah, you know, just it all comes back to, you know, just learn how to control my body and just being, I guess the term would be a little like hypermobile. You know, I got good ranges of motion, and I just had to learn, you know, how to control my body in those ranges and just to create more stability, which, you know, will lead to, you know, more success for staying on the field.
And then a quick follow up. He mentioned that there are a lot of veteran pitchers that work out at you know, Cressy's place too, down in Florida. And I was wondering if you were able to pick any of their brains, if any guy really resonated with you during your time working out there.
You know, not too much. You know, we talked a little bit, but you know, I was kind of more just staying off and kind of like just doing my own thing and, you know, just working with the team they had down there with, like, you know, the PT, all the trainers and, you know, the pitching coach. And that's kind of what I was hanging around with.
Matt?
AJ, I'm just I'm curious, having been a few years that you've dealt with a few different injuries and haven't been able to maybe you know, make the impact so far that you probably want to, I'm curious if that has been difficult for you at all, and if there are things that you've done, anybody you've talked to, anything to make sure that you're you know, getting through and staying positive through this process of returning.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, you know, not ideal, not how you draw it up in your head, but, you know, if you ask any player, you know, they probably all wish that at some point in their career that, you know, they wish they didn't get injured. You know, it just comes with the job, you know, like you're gonna get injured, and, you know, it's just all how you just bounce back from it, you know, so I just, you know, just take it on the chin and just keep pushing forward, and I'll just keep rolling.
Manolo?
AJ, now that you say that you're moving into Jesus' house over there in Florida, well, they're a Venezuelan family. I wonder if Monica, his mom, has prepared for you a lot of arepas and other Venezuelan dishes. And
yeah, definitely. Arepas are definitely my favorite food now. No, they're great. They let me come over to the, you know, had some family dinners with them this off season. They really took me in. It was just, it was a great experience, you know, and I appreciate everything for them.
Alex?
What is the favorite thing that you eat in the arepas? You know, they could eat it with cheese, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, cheese, steak, chicken, little chicken guacamole in there. You know, it's all, I mean, it's all great. You know, every food Lazaro showed me has been great. So I got no complaints.
Alex? Oh, she lowered her hand. Vince?
AJ, I know over the years, your performance has kind of spoken for itself, going back to the Florida days, big, strong kid, but a quieter Iowa kid. Do you feel like your surroundings are, you're more comfortable with, and you're getting a chance to maybe show a little more of who AJ is and maybe some things that might surprise some people, which would send you in a certain direction?
Yeah, you know, people always say, you know, I come across quiet, but, you know, maybe at first, but, you know, over time, you know, open up a little bit. But, yeah, you know, definitely I'm just real excited where I'm at. You know, I'm real excited where this team's at. You know, I've got a real good team. Really excited to see what we can do as a squad together.
Simone?
You've been a top prospect since you've been drafted, and it seems like injury after injury kind of gets higher after each offseason. Do you look into that at all, and does that motivate you?
No, you know, I don't really pay attention to that stuff. You know, I really don't have any, like, social media or anything. You know, I just kind of just stay away from it, you know, just focus on what I have to do and, you know, what I can do to help the team out. And, you know, that's all I really, you know, focus on and want to do, so.
And then you cut your hair, right?
Does it look like it?
Yeah, so what was that for? And is that like new season? What made you do that?
Yeah, you know, it was just one of those. I was back home during the pandemic, and I was just hanging out with one of my old coaches from high school. He used to cut me up all the time in high school, and we were just sitting there. I was kind of bored, had nothing to do, and I was like, you know, let's just take it off and roll with it. So that's where we're at.
Looks good. Thanks.
Last question, Martin.
AJ, kind of not related to baseball completely, but I know you're a big hip hop head, especially old school. What are you kind of listening to these days, especially here in camp?
I'm kind of listening to a lot of like some New York underground right now from nowadays. Not too much, but yeah, just a lot of New York underground right now.
All right. Thank you, AJ.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, AJ.